Hernandez toward the bullpen, and it's carrying Ennis out of here. He's got six. Hernandez, left field. It is going. It is gone. Second deck.
And Teoscar Hernandez becomes the first Dodger ever to win the Home Run Derby, outlasting Bobby Witt Jr. last night on 105.3 The Fan. That call was from ESPN, and tonight is the All-Star Game, and you're not happy with Bruce Bochy.
I'm not. I think it's a big miss. I think Rob Manfred needs to step in here, just like he was going to do that with Paul Skeens. But they made the lineup for the All-Star Game that is tonight, like you said, right here on The Fan. Bassett came in here yesterday and said, man, you know, we're only going to get to see Paul Skeens for one inning, but it's going to be so awesome that we're going to get to see him go up against Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto, and Aaron Judge. Like, the whole world wants to see Skeens versus Aaron Judge. That's it. Best pitcher versus the best hitter. And Bochy is the manager of the American League, and he decides to put the lineup together. And he has Aaron Judge hitting fourth, which means there's a good chance we don't see it, which is robbing the fans of literally the only thing that anybody cares about right now. It's like, not the only thing, but like, it's big moment against big moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the All-Star Game is about.
I don't think you make the lineup card based off
that. You absolutely do.
No.
You absolutely have to.
What's the greater honor to Aaron Judge, hitting third or fourth?
Third. Easy. Fourth. Yeah, easy.
Because it used to be fourth.
Hitting fourth was the power guy. Hitting third was the best hitter. Third. Now it's really hitting second is the best hitter.
So who's hitting third in the lineup?
It's going to be Soto. So it's going to go Stephen Kwan, the leadoff guy. Nobody wants to see Stephen Kwan slap a ball to left field. All right. Nobody wants to see a guy who, out of his 99 hits, has 75 singles. Nobody wants to see that.
Skeens should man up and come out for one hitter in the second.
Or he just walk somebody.
Yeah.
You know, if he gets first two outs, just walk somebody.
Yeah.
This is an entertainment value thing. It should be Gunnar Henderson and then either Jose Ramirez or Juan Soto, and then Judge, and then Yordan Alvarez. And that's the order. Nobody cares about Stephen Kwan. Nobody. He's 5'9". This is the All-Star Game. This is not about putting a winning lineup together. This is about putting an entertaining lineup together. And Bassett walked in here and said, this is what the entire world wants to see. You want to see Skeens against Gunnar, Soto, and Judge. And now, we might not even see that. That's a miss.
Mike better take advantage of crosstalk to say that, because he's not going to say it on Bally about Boch. I know that.
And he's not going to talk about anything but himself and cross.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said Mike said something yesterday, I was like, Mike said a lot yesterday, actually.
With a mirror held up.
It'd be great to get Judge versus Skeens, like, guarantee that matchup. That'd be cool. But, I mean, again,
you still might get it, but he's not guaranteed.
Look, as you know, I know we harvest most of our content from the CBS Sports Minutes, whatever Boomer's talking about in the morning. But as Boomer just said a couple minutes ago on the CBS Sports Minute, a lot of that intrigue has also been killed by the fact that interleague play exists.
Absolutely.
Like, that's killed that factor for the last 25 years. It's gone. It's no longer the, oh my gosh, I can see.
Which I'm fine with. I'd rather have regular season interleague play and not care about the All-Star game.
Yeah, it's a small concession to make. It used to make the All-Star game that much cooler that it was like, oh my gosh, I get to see Bonds go up against Randy Johnson while he's pitching for the Mariners. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, because back in the day, like, you'd have these awesome matchups like Jeter and Nolan Ryan. You would just get that every year. Every single year. At least according to Colin Cowherd interviewing Jeter.
The Paul Skeens, Pittsburgh's dominant guy, overpowering. You faced, obviously, you were in the Nolan Ryan era.
No.
Not even an inning?
Slow down. No, I was way after Nolan.
Okay.
Way after Nolan.
Okay.
This is what happens when national guys try to talk baseball.
That's why they don't.
Totally out of their element. That's embarrassing. And he'd even be like, he wasn't even like, oh, that's right. He was like, are you sure? You sure, Derek?
Right. Are you sure about that?
Derek Jeter, shut it down.
Yeah. And Nolan, you know, now listen, it's not, I hate to do this to Colin.
93-95.
Yeah, that's not an egregious difference. It's not like.
He was in the minors Nolan pitched 2 years with Jeter in the minors.
Right. It's not like he asked him.
Shut up, Bobby.
If he
Cowherd ain't paying you.
I just don't want, like, Danny Parkins to get the job.
They're not paying you any, paying you and Jane anymore.
Right. It's not like Thanks, he asked Jane. Him if he faced you know.
Thanks for filling in last week, Tyler.
Bob Gibson. Right, it's not like
going up against old Satchel.
This is pretty bad.
It's still a couple years. Yes,
by years you're right, but like there's some players you know, like era wise, like there was a line drawn.
There was a line drawn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, what's similar? If you were to say now, Darrell Revis,
Jerry Rice, Revis. I was just thinking of Revis.
Yeah, Revis. You went up against.
Jerry Rice could have.
Yeah, I know. He might have.
Did you ever pick off John Elway, Darrell? Were you ever able to get him? Yeah. Like it's something like that.
Yes,
but it's. That's bad. That is bad. You should know better than to have that.
All right, let's finish up baseball as both you guys had extensive Rangers draft notes and write-ups yesterday.
Yeah, so look, I think they have a clear plan for the draft. Their first three picks, they went all college. And we talked about yesterday how the first round, they had made a shift over the last several years where, you know, when they were going to the World Series in like 2010, 2011, they were in kind of a prep player, high school player mode of drafting, and they started that, and it didn't work. And they made a shift around the Josh Jung time. They started to go college, and they've done that almost exclusively so with Kumar and with Jack Leiter and Jung and Wyatt Langford.
Justin Foscue.
Yeah, so they have continued that. The first three picks of this draft, they all went college. And they all went, like, for some big boy programs. They went Stanford, Tennessee, and North Carolina. Like, those are some big boy programs, even though Stanford had a bad year. You know, Carolina was in the they were in Omaha. Like they've gone for some you know big name players, and it's I think it's just a little dramatic shift the organization's made.
They actually went with their first four picks were all from college. In fact, I was just glancing over. I was the fifth round pick was the first high schooler they took. Do you know what high school this kid went to?
Colleyville.
Stoneman Douglas.
Is that the one within Florida?
That's the Florida high school that had the shooting. It's the Parkland shooting. I had no idea there's somebody from Stoneman Douglas who was supposed to be draftable, but that's the first high school the Rangers took yesterday was Devin Fitzgerald. But it's, you know, they went with a lot of the analysis I saw said top three picks is a clear push from the Rangers to they want plus hit tools and plus plate approach and, you know, veteran hitters, quote unquote, guys who have been through the college system. And all three of those guys are described as having.
Are you okay?
Yeah. All three of those guys.
You need help saying words?
Yeah. No, all three of those guys are considered to have plus hit tools and questions about either fielding or, you know, their speed or other tools that they have. But their hit tool is supposed to be good. The one that was interesting was their fourth round pick. David Hageman from West Virginia. So this is a guy who was a reliever at West Virginia. His two seasons that he pitched there, his ERA was 4.66. While he was at West Virginia, he had to have surgery done on his UCL. Not a full Tommy John, but he had to have one of those braces, the internal braces put in to help heal the UCL there. So it's like, okay, why would anybody be interested in this? Well, he is a guy that Fangraphs has as their 44th overall prospect. And they're saying this is all traits with this guy. They said that he has the opportunity to potentially have 3+ pitches. They say he's got a 98 mile per hour fastball. They said he's got an 88 mile per hour plus slider, which has a ton of movement. And then his changeup has a lot of movement at 85 miles per hour. So they said that he's a potential hidden gem who can be developed into a starter and a healthy fallback as a high leverage reliever.
Man, nine of the first 10 picks of the whole draft went college. The college player was there. And I love the idea of the traits because that's the upside that you're looking for. It just is. You know, the prep player, the high school player, when it comes to that, that's where the upside sits generally. You know, they have untapped potential. It's just so hard to hit on it because you don't know what like they're going to turn. What was the competition like, right? You just don't know what they're going to come up against. Are the kids throwing 85 or you got kids throwing 90 something? You know, I mean, how many kids in high school are throwing 90 plus?
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
All-star events, not the only thing taking place in town.
SEC Media Days taking place right here at the Omni. In DFW.
And by the way, we did not mention this yesterday. We should have, as Lane Kiffin was speaking. Gotta go ahead and mention his father, the legendary defensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dallas Cowboys as well, Monty Kiffin, passed away.
Yeah, we talked about this on Friday. Mm-hmm. We mentioned this. It was very, very sad because, I mean, he is one of the guys that has, and Bobby had brought this up last week or the week before, that you don't see a lot of defensive coordinators have, like, these great, you know, schematic coaches. You know, they don't stand the test of time. They pop and they go away. But you got your Wade Phillips and your Monty Kiffins and others that do stand the test of time, and he was one of them.
Yeah, he was absolutely fantastic.
So SEC Media Days, and look, there's always gold coming from this. It's, you know, from Greg Sankey saying we are not going to expand and we're not going to try to poach, which is a big lie. It's a big lie. If Clemson and Florida State say, hey, we're out of the ACC, they're not going to let the Big Ten get a footprint in the South. So they're going to go and take them, right? That's just the reality of it. But Nick Saban is doing work with ESPN and the SEC Network this week at SEC Media Days. And he said it's a little different because he struggled to get in to the actual Media Day.
It's a little different. I've never won a credential in my life and was always for 17 years able to get into SEC Media Day without a credential. I had to go back to the room today and get my credential to get in. So that's one of the biggest changes I see. It's not like it used to be.
I say this for every single time this happens, and both of you are going to disagree. Too bad. Those security people, this is one for the security people.
They got a job to do.
Their job is not to know. Not everyone knows who. You don't get hired and sat down with a presentation and screen photos of all the coaches,
right?
And say, all right, if you want to be hired for this job, boom, who's the head coach of Ole Miss? Boom, who's the head coach of Bama? Not everyone knows who Nick Saban is. Put on the freaking necklace and go back to your damn room and walk back downstairs.
Look,
I think Patrick Ewing or some New York Nick had a huge problem with this. Like, I walked into the stadium and they don't know who I am. I think it was maybe
Oakley. Was it Oakley?
No, it might have been Patrick with Georgetown or something. Like, okay, if President Trump walks into a room and you don't know who he is, I'm killing the security guard. Like, go ahead, let him through. You know who he is. Not everyone knows who freaking Nick Saban is.
Look,
put on your stupid necklace.
At SEC Media Days, though, there's zero chance Nick Saban's just walking around by himself. There's somebody there of importance that security guard, I'm sure, would know. That would go, yeah, this is Nick Saban. He can just go right through. Stop being such a dork. Like, you're a loser. What the hell's wrong with you?
Nope.
It's
doing my job.
Nick bleeping Saban.
You don't know what he's carrying. You don't know what he's packing. Then
what I better never see ever is at SEC Media Days. I better not see some 1 minute TikTok video of like, we snuck into SEC Media Days. We got right by with a vest and blah, blah. All right, you better be stopping everybody then. You better be cracking down on everybody if you can't let Nick Saban by without going to get
his
credentials.
His 70-year-old ma doesn't know who Nick Saban is, nor does she need to know.
At the end of
this isn't a football quiz. This is a high-low.
That 49.
You don't have to win high-low to be a security guard.
High-low at 8 o'clock, by the way. No, with the 49ers playoff game where there was that viral moment where these TikTokers snuck in and were able to ask Dak a question.
Okay, they snuck in.
Right, but the thing that was maddening about that day is we were all complaining about how people we've seen all year were stopping us and like, you can't go this way. Do you have this record? Like, they were cracking down on everybody except the high schoolers who faked credentials. And so that's all I'm saying is it better not happen here. Same thing with SEC Media Day.
More college notes a little bit later on here with the entire squad back together again here on Sean, RJ, Bobby, and Peyton. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We have another Tolo ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway. And RJ says history shows Dak Prescott is the only NFC quarterback that can make it to the Super Bowl this year. See if you're buying this at all next on The Fan.
Boy,
I love him. I added an S in there. I know.
I love him.
Man.
It's tricky. Chris was worried about pronouncing Sebastian's last name. Try it one more time, Pepe.
Maniscalco.
Okay.
Boy, the very first Italian name he has to read coming back.
Come back from Italy.
Same old Peyton.
Sofia Vergara.
Although
I don't think she's Italian.
She's not.
Bad reference. 877-881-1053 in order to win the tickets. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And it is the commercial-free expressway. So ESPN, they were just waiting to drop this list on Monday so we can all talk about this throughout the entire week. It's the executives, coaches, and scouts ranking the NFL's top 10 quarterbacks. You've probably heard the list by now, but Dak Prescott came in at number 10. I'm just realizing, clicking on the list, I don't have ESPN Insider, so I can't give you the top 10, but Bobby can.
I can. It was, number one was
Patrick. $11 a month? That's what they're charging?
You bundle it with Hulu and Disney Plus, and then it's like $20 for all of it or something along those lines. Okay, so it was Patrick Mahomes 1, Joe Burrow 2, Josh Allen 3, Lamar Jackson 4, Matthew Stafford 5, Justin Herbert 6, CJ Stroud 7, Aaron Rodgers 8, and Jared Goff was number 9.
And then Dak coming in at 10.
Number 10.
So no Jalen Hurts, no Tua in the top 10, and you went and did a patented RJ research project.
It's very, very, very studious research project, if I do say so myself. He is really the only quarterback that can make the Super Bowl this year out of the NFC. History shows us that. Of the top four contending teams, I'm assuming the top four contending teams are San Fran, Cowboys, Detroit, and I think conventional wisdom would say Philly as well. That those are the four?
I mean, there's a lot of people buying in on Green Bay.
That's fair. Well, that's going to really throw my whole thing on a wrench.
And I was also, we needed to keep track of how many of these studies have actually proven true that you you've know, given us over the years.
This is the beauty of analytics, Sean. If I say it's an 80% chance of happening and it doesn't hit, I'm still right.
Yeah.
Because I left a 20% chance open.
Good point.
The only time you're wrong is when you say it's 100% chance. And yes. I would never be stupid enough to say something like that.
Okay.
But of those four, Dak is the only quarterback who did not lose their first Super Bowl. And as you know, if you lose your first Super Bowl, you got to go back four decades for a quarterback who lost their first Super Bowl and that eventually went back to another Super Bowl.
Wow. By a tittle.
Now, so Elway lost his first in the 80s, and he went back in the 80s, but Jim Kelly lost his first in, what, 1990, and he went back. So he was the last one to lose their first and then go back. I mean, Elway went back later, but he had already gone back the first time, so he was after before Kelly. You got to go back to Jim Kelly for the last one to lose their first Super Bowl and then go back to their next Super Bowl. That's how long ago you got to go.
Now, why do you think that is?
Because
let's make sense
people pop. And you have career years. And that's maybe what Jalen Hurts did. And, I mean, Jared Goff could have been there last year. Could have gotten there last year. Didn't. But if you go back and you look, the guys who lose and make their first Super Bowl and lose it, whatever reason, they never go back. And it just doesn't happen. We got four decades of that. So that leaves. So Stafford could go because he went and he won. So he doesn't count. So it basically leaves Dak and Jordan Love. Unless there's a surprise and it's like Kirk Cousins. Because the NFC quarterback room is not deep.
Right.
So no. If you're going to eliminate Purdy and Goff and Hurts, then it's really down to Dak, Stafford, and Jordan Love.
It's something where when you mention how long it's been, that the counter to that or the question of, like, is that even a possibility any longer to lose your first one and then have things go would be, well, then what you're telling me is it's legitimately never happened in the cap era. That during the cap era, right, Nobody's ever gone and done this.
Never happened.
Now, the other thing about that is you got to remember that is such a super small sample size. Absolutely. In the long run. It's 30 years, basically. And for the majority of those 30 years, Tom Brady was winning the Super Bowl every other year, it felt like. And Peyton Manning was in there. And so obviously that's going to contribute to some of that. So I don't know how to write that off. Or how to sign. It feels fluky to me.
Well, the generic response is, it just shows how hard it is to get there. It shows how difficult it is and how much luck you have to make it to even one.
Yeah, look, if you're, and I think if you go back into the NFC, you've got to go back to Roger.
In terms of losing and going back?
I think so.
I'd have to.
Forever. Yeah. So, I mean, what is it? What does it actually mean? How predictive is it? I mean, it's probably not very predictive at all.
Right.
But
would you bet on that?
I would not bet on it. Like, I would, like, I wouldn't use it as my sole source of reasoning to place or not place a bet.
Okay. You'd use it as a factor.
Yeah,
like, if you were torn on it and you had two other things,
yeah,
you know, pushing in that direction, you'd be like, okay, this will make me hit send.
Like, the other side of it is,
whatever the button is.
Yeah, the other side of it is would be, like, you know, Dak's been with his drafted team for, what, 9 years, 8 years?
Fifth year, eight year.
So the only quarterbacks to make a Super Bowl, their first Super Bowl with the team that drafted them this late into their career in the cap era would be Matt Ryan and Peyton Manning.
Bart Scott reacted to Dak coming in at 10 on the league's quarterback list.
The issue is with Dak Prescott, we've never seen him win a big game, right? And we saw early in that playoff game, we saw that look in his eye that him and CeeDee Lamb had. And the issue is whenever the other quarterback on the other side is a well-named quarterback, it's their day and not Dak Prescott's. I mean, he's one of the best, and you really hate this label, one of the best regular season quarterbacks in football. Mm. But when the situation gets big, he comes up small. So I think that's where he suffers. Because if you look at everything during a regular season, you would have to make him a top five quarterback, but you have to talk about how we really evaluate quarterbacks is wins and losses in high pressure situations. And when it gets into the playoffs, Dak always comes up small. If he wants to erase that label and be elevated, he has to win some big games and go deep into the playoffs.
That's all pretty fair for the most part. He beat Russ. That was not any type of crazy high scoring offensive output. And then he took out Tom, but that was Tom's last year. And he played fantastic in that playoff game. But This is the number one storyline with him now, Bob. We all know it. It's what are you going to do in the playoffs?
It's the number one storyline, but also Bart Scott is such an idiot. Like he's so bad, and like legitimately everything he just said about Dak. Fine, fair for the most part, I'd say fair because he said whenever there's a name across from Dak, they're going to show out and he's going to not. Okay, well, he literally had his best career game in the playoffs on the road against the biggest name across from him in Tom Brady. But when you look at
and the end of his career when many think Tom was done.
At the end of his career when Mahomes couldn't beat him, baby. You know, and Dak stepped up and did it. And he did it with fans in the stadium, a full stadium, Mahomes had his in-season tournament Super Bowl there.
LeBron title for Mahomes.
Right.
That's exactly what it was.
Bad.
So, but everything he's saying there is also true about Lamar Jackson, who Bart Scott has tried to argue at times is above Patrick Mahomes. Because he's a Raven and he's a former, he's just inconsistent. He's a fraud. He is, he's Dan Orlovsky on the linebacker side. That's what he is.
What troubles me is like Dak has these great regular seasons and there's absolutely value in that. It does seem that he either walks into a quarterback that has a great game in the playoffs or a defense that has a great game in the playoffs.
He has been downright awful in some playoff
and
games.
He has.
Some of that
is the defense. Some of that is him.
Yeah, there's some of the performances go beyond. They go beyond just whatever a defense is doing to him.
I think I would challenge that. Like Garoppolo didn't have some amazing game against the Cowboys.
No, but Jordan Love did it,
but Russell didn't. Tom didn't.
But he won those games and he played well enough. Like he did. He didn't play poorly.
Right.
Who?
Dak in those games.
No, but. Listen to the point. RJ's point is that he's going up against someone else on a heater.
Which Love was.
Yeah, Love was.
Yeah, so that, in that game, that was the quarterback that just had a career day. You know, defensively.
Garoppolo, no.
No, but San Francisco's defense had a career
day. Are we talking about quarterbacks or defense?
He's either running into one or the other.
Well, speaking of San Fran, did you guys see Jerry Rice flip out?
Yeah, this is at the golf tournament.
Yeah, the American Century Championship. And apparently you had these Chiefs reporters out there. And I can't play the audio. It's too much wind and it's at a distance. But these two reporters said they were just asking Jerry what he thought about the Chiefs wide receiving core. That's it. Jerry Rice, who I always say is the greatest player who doesn't realize he's the greatest player. Like, Jerry Rice will walk around Radio Row and like sit down with you and just do like a random interview. And it's like, dude, you're Jerry Rice. You're supposed to like have more handlers. You're supposed to go just to the national shows. And Jerry Rice like doesn't act like you would think Jerry Rice should, like that level of greatness. He lost it on these two. He said, I'll F you up. And if you want some of the smoke, go ahead and find me. And this was bizarre. And you know what his excuse was? This is a little Bryce Harper pandering to the Philadelphia fans. Jerry's like, I'm going to defend the 49ers at all costs. I took it as a shot at the 49ers that you were bringing up the Chiefs and their wide receivers, and I'm going to bleed 49er gold no matter what. And I was like, roll my eyes. Like, really, Jerry? You're like an old man freaking out for no reason because the Chiefs reporters asked you about wide receivers. Now, that's the version from the Chiefs reporters, but he was ready to fight on the fairway. Did you see the video?
Yeah. How old is he now?
61.
60. Gosh. Come on, dude. Like let's just relax a little bit.
I defend the honor of San Francisco.
He does have. And
this makes me hate them even more. I don't hate Jerry yet. I still like Jerry, but this is lame. This is cheesy.
What if it's... Now, he does have a history of being short-tempered in terms of during his playing days. Kevin Smith, when he was with the Cowboys, used to... Like, no. They used to talk about it. Those three straight NFC Championship games, Kevin Smith knew reliably, I can screw with Jerry Rice. He'll get in his head and he'll take himself out of the game and we'll be good because I'll get up there and he'll start a fight in the tunnel before, you know, the NFC title game because Kevin Smith's talking trash to him, or Kevin Smith will get in his face and do these things that draw him off sides. There was a little, it's forgotten in history. There was a little bit of like Odell Beckham, Josh Norman to that, where he was able to get in his head and consistently kind of divert Jerry Rice. And so Jerry's got a temper.
Jerry said the guys had smirks on their faces and were trolling him, quote, I'm going to defend the San Francisco 49ers. And that's Jerry storming up on these two on the fairway.
Not a Raiders thing since they're Chiefs.
I know, right? How are you in Tahoe? Just enjoying yourself, playing a little golf, just 70-degree weather on one of the best courses of the country, and you're getting all tore up about probably a Chiefs-Raider rivalry that's still there.
It's Tuesday. It's Expressway. It's Brian Broaddus' favorite segment. We're going to have a Rangers All-Star edition of High Low at 8 o'clock. Let's ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
877-881-1053. It is Tuesday, and that means it's an Ask Reddit day here on Sean and RJ. Ask Reddit is the, what'd you say, Peyton, when you filled in for me on this? It's the million person forum or whatever you said.
Multi-million.
It is the 47 million member forum.
That was
weird.
Hey, he did a nice job. Leave him alone.
Describes itself.
He's more culture than you are.
Yeah, Maniscalco. It's the 47 million member forum that describes itself as the place to ask and answer thought-provoking questions. Every Tuesday, we take the most viral ones from the last week, kick them around the studio, and also get your thoughts on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line at 877-881-1053. We'll also look for those of you hanging out on the fan cam via Twitch and YouTube to submit your answers in the chat box as well. And we're going to lead off with Sean Sharif today on this one.
Don't ask me the first one that you wrote down.
Why? That was the one that I was going to lead in with.
Go ahead.
What do you think realistically would have happened if the assassination attempt on Trump had been successful?
What a hypothetical.
What a question.
That's
a
not question. Even an Ask Reddit question. I looked it up. It's just a Bobby question.
No, it's not. It is. It was the most viral one on Ask Reddit this
week.
What
would have happened?
Mm-hmm. Whether it be from a country standpoint, yeah. our interactions with each other.
Well, a lot of people were saying civil war. The dark, depressing answer is an attempt on Biden. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's...
But like, I know last night I stayed up till 11:15 just watching RNC coverage. Like I'm hooked now. I'm hooked with all the politics. I didn't even want to watch the boring home run derby versus the RNC, and Trump didn't even speak. But I'm just watching everyone's angles. I don't know what would have happened.
I think the easy word is just chaos.
Yeah.
You know, it's a much obviously more volatile time, but like, you know, when
let me ask a crazier question. It's not crazier. I'll ask a crazy follow-up with it. Would it have been more, less, or the same amount of unrest as George Floyd?
More, probably.
Yeah, it'd be different, I think. Because, I mean, there's a lot of unrest there, but like, I don't think you would have the...
We were there, Chop.
Well, I don't think you would have the marches, obviously, that you had.
Well, there's a big race difference. Yes. Humongous race difference in the two.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, it would be chaos. It'd be utter chaos. There would be retaliation, I'm sure. And then it wouldn't be like, when Kennedy, the country was just different. It was just a different country then. And everybody was kind of like, even though you disagree with your neighbor, you were still on their team. Yeah. Now it seems like nobody's on the same side. Even if you disagree, you can't even be friends with people anymore. It's so stupid.
Yes. It's disgusting.
I saw a story, and it was a tragic story. The firefighter who jumped on his child to shield her, mm-hmm. and he was the one that died. His widow wouldn't take the president's phone call, President Biden's phone call, which that would not happen in 1963. You would absolutely take the president's phone call.
No, and I think that when you ask the George Floyd question, for instance, the George Floyd thing was something where there were also people who...
Don't let Ryan Garcia answer that question,
There were people, I think, who in the wake of that said, hold on, stop, I need to evaluate how I've approached things or approached this topic. Like I think you had people doing some self-reflection there, and instead of just going to whatever side they had previously been on in terms of when it comes to police issues and police community interactions. This one, I don't think there's any self-reflection. I think everybody goes further to the polar end and digs in, and it just gets ugly really fast. And that's the most common answer on the fan text, is civil war is exactly what would happen, and that's what we'd get into. All right. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Peyton Russell.
Let me ask one more follow-up that I've been dying to know. A lot of people said after Trump reacted like that, election over, ball game. And I was like, well, you can't vote twice. Okay?
Somebody would say that you can. I don't know. Are you sure about that?
My bad. Okay.
Vote early, vote often.
That's right.
Gonna win a third time.
Okay. Are there enough in the middle voters? Are there enough in the middle voters that could make that much of a difference and be swayed by Trump surviving and reacting in that moment the way he did?
I think the conventional thought
was, how many diehard Democrats will be switched over by that moment?
Democrats?
Don't you think everyone is firmly planted still?
It's the ones in the middle. I don't think Democrats will be flipped over.
I think people who had questions about, is Biden too old? Yeah. What do I want to do? Those people who wrestle with it, I think that can potentially move them. And they say, okay, why are you so threatened by...
Because last night, I don't want to hear it, don't attach it. And props to you guys listening. Thank you so much. There's only one moron who's too stupid to comprehend discussion that was on Twitter and thinking that we were choosing a side yesterday. Everyone else, I can't speak for Twitch and YouTube and the fan techs, but on Twitter, didn't get any ugly backlash towards our conversation. There's only one idiot who's too stupid. Again, he shouldn't even be able to vote. Stupid people shouldn't be able to vote.
I agree.
But I don't care what you think about CNN. Don't ever talk about John King with that map screen. That's my guy. That's my moment.
He's a great mapper.
That's
great
why
mapper.
I stayed up till 11, 11, 15. Every scenario he painted had Trump winning.
They were saying that Trump could win New York.
John King was painting, and again, I think we all agree, CNN is more liberal. They don't want Trump to win, but John King was painting very grim scenarios in order for Biden to pull that out. I just wanted to add that.
John King and Tim Russert, when I was growing up, they were the ones who were always just
beat the press.
They were just the neutral, here's what the map says. I'm just telling you what the map says, people. Yeah. I'm not here to interject anything, which I appreciate in this day and age. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Peyton Russell, what thing that supposedly, quote, all men do you not do?
So when I drink coffee, I don't do the annoying after I take the first sip.
Is that something stereotypically all men do?
All men do that.
Peyton was judging all the Italians. How was the coffee there?
It was great. It was fantastic.
What'd you order?
The cappuccino.
Okay.
Very good.
Sorry, go ahead. Did you have more? Your mic's off.
You think
what's wrong with you today?
This
you come in late. You don't have your equipment.
I was not late.
You don't have an earpiece.
I was
coffee
not late.
Off. You're stuttering and stammering. You don't have your mic on.
I was not
Wake
late.
Up.
I was not
Stanley,
late. And
Stanley.
Yeah, like I mean, stuttering and stammering just means we're twins now, Sean. That's all that is. So, Peyton,
man,
continue.
He went in on that while you were out. He kept talking about how, I guess, an insecurity or whatever. And I'm like, I don't even notice it.
He was talking about me stuttering?
Yeah, I don't even notice
it. I did not.
If you can ever have your name first or second in the show and talk as much as I do, you'll probably stutter more.
Son.
Yeah. There's a promo right there, baby. Let's go. Thank you.
There's your promo for the day. So Tim doesn't have to bust Bobby's ball. That's the last time I take up for your ass, too. When you want to say something in the meeting, you're too scared to do it. That's the last time I put my neck out there on the line for you.
But yeah, it was just the coffee thing, very annoying.
All right, I have mine. I usually stutter and stammer in this segment. Farting out loud and talking about farting and gas. My son's starting to do this. I know. Look at this look of disappointment from this guy to my right. It's just culture. Okay, you know. I know. I'm a loser. I'm a grandpa on Twitch. Sharon, they call me. Ryan said, but it's my son's starting to do. And I let him do like two or three, and then I got to check him. Like, cut it out. Stop. It's gross. I know all guys do it. And farting and talking about farting, raising my leg up here in the studio, walking back in, talking about the growler that RJ would. I don't do it. I can't do it. And I can't have my kids do it.
I don't think that's one for me. I don't think it's funny.
I get on my kids when they do it. I get on them. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, because they're stink. Mine don't stink. So I'm like, I just feel like I have a free reign.
Oh.
Theirs are vile. Theirs smell like my bathroom yesterday.
But you can talk. But can they talk about that?
Yeah,
type of bathroom
humor? Talk about it. I just want them to do it because like it always stinks.
Yeah.
No, that's one right there. I don't think farts are funny at all.
And I'm curious how many women listening are turned off by that talk, or you don't care whatsoever. For all the female Tolos, add that to the Sean and RJ newsletter.
Yes.
Spittle will try to make you include all the other shows on.
It'll be question
Sean and
one.
RJ Facebook page. Sean and RJ newsletter. I want to know from the female Tolos if it is a turnoff to you, or you think it's gross and shouldn't be discussed, or you don't care whatsoever of all the fart poop talk. And
Kristen
discussion.
Thinks it's funny. Like, she thinks it's funny. She thinks it's weird that I don't think it's funny. I don't. The classic manly man thing of hunting. I don't have any interest there.
Hunting.
At all. And I think, call me soft, plenty of you do on the Franklin Injury Attorneys fan text. I think I would probably, those who can do it, great. I don't have any moral hang up on it, but I think I would feel bad the first time. I think I'd just be like, oh man.
I know. My friends look at me with such disappointment when I told them I got offered like that helicopter hunt.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, heights and shooting the animals. My mother would never speak to me again. And I don't have a desire to do it either. I have a gun, but that was during for civil unrest.
Sure. 830, boy mom and tomboy. She says she still laughs and she's 44. So she thinks it's funny.
She said tomboy?
That's what she said.
Well,
yep.
Tomboy.
Yeah. I'm with you. I have no interest in guns.
I said no interest in hunting.
I absolutely love the Second Amendment. I think we should keep it as is. I don't want any gun control, but I have no interest in ever having one. Ever. Like, it just does not appeal to me at all. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get hunting. I don't get fishing.
Fishing's relaxing.
And I don't get peeing in the shower.
You don't.
It's convenience.
Yeah. How do you not get that one?
Yeah.
But,
peeing in the shower is awesome.
Well, because I generally go before. I go as the water's warming.
Okay.
Doctor,
why don't you just go in and do two at once?
So
you won't pee in the shower, but you won't shower after swimming.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay, Dr. Mark from Keller on the newsletter reply, because if you sign up for the newsletter, you get the Ask Gerda questions the night before. He replied back and said, always pee standing up. So his is a urine-related one, too. He said he doesn't pee standing up every time.
I'll sit down, pee, to look at my phone.
I'm at least.
Now, I'll never sit down and pee in here, but if I'm at home and I want to chill, relax, get away, sit down, pee.
Especially in the middle
and
of the night.
In the morning,
in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night, morning.
It's the Expressway. It's Tuesday on 105 Through the Fan. So we are doing Ask Reddit here. Franklin Frankel, Injury Attorneys, Fan Text 877-881-1053. RJ Choppy, how did you waste your 20s?
Oh, I did not travel enough. I spent all my money traveling to Vegas. And instead of going and finding other parts of the country or the world to help culture myself, like Peyton did this past week, I'll never get that time back. Obviously I was single. I had nothing to worry about. I could have just gone and I never did. And that's how I wasted it. I wasted it just going to, you know, making nonstop drives to Addison to go to Zen Bar or wherever, Chaucer's, and instead of, you know, actually save my money and going and traveling and going to South Asia or Australia or Italy or South America.
What do you mean? They have New York, New York. They have Circus, Circus. They have all those different, like, country-themed ones. You can see all the countries by just going to Vegas. I don't think that was
That's
a
true.
Total waste. For me, and it's still probably what Kristen would say I'm wasting my 30s on right now, and that's working way too much. Like, I was the one who was in my early 20s. It was volunteer for any shift that came open, take on everything. Like, nope, I want to spend as much time as I can doing this. And so I didn't do as much going out or socialize. That's probably why I'm so antisocial at times now.
Yes.
Is because of that habit that was created then. But that's probably the experience that I feel like I lost.
I have the same exact experience as you with this. All I cared about and all I did was work and think about work and move up. But I don't view it as a waste. Like, I don't regret it whatsoever. I wish that I had kids a little bit earlier so I could be done with it already. But I couldn't have kids earlier because I didn't find my lovely wife that early. So I don't really feel like I wasted my 20s. Other people would say, oh, you know, you're driving to Baltimore, D.C., and interning on the weekends and doing this and doing that and sports and resume taste. But yeah, it was all work, but I don't feel like it was a waste.
Peyton, how are you wasting your 20s actively right now?
This one's tough. You know, I
read it.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
877-881-1053. It is Tuesday, and that means it's an Ask Reddit day here on Sean and RJ. Ask Reddit is the, what'd you say, Peyton, when you filled in for me on this? It's the million person forum or whatever you said.
Multi-million.
It is the 47 million member forum.
That was
great.
Hey, he did a nice job. Leave him alone.
Describes itself.
He's more culture than you are.
Yeah, Maniscalco. It's the 47 million member forum that describes itself as the place to ask and answer thought-provoking questions. Every Tuesday, we take the most viral ones from the last week, kick them around the studio, and also get your thoughts on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line at 877-881-1053. We'll also look for those of you hanging out on the fan cam via Twitch and YouTube to submit your answers in the chat box as well. And we're going to lead off with Sean Sharif today on this one.
Don't ask me the first one that you wrote down.
Why? That was the one that I was going to lead in with.
Go ahead.
What do you think realistically would have happened if the assassination attempt on Trump had been successful?
What a hypothetical.
What a question.
That's not even an Ask Reddit question. I looked it up. It's just a Bobby question.
No, it's not. It is. It was the most viral one on Ask Reddit.
What would have happened?
Whether it be from a country standpoint, our interactions with each other.
Well, a lot of people were saying civil war. The dark, depressing answer is an attempt on Biden. I don't know either.
It's
I know last night I stayed up till 11:15 just watching RNC coverage. Like, I'm hooked now. I'm hooked with all the politics. I didn't even want to watch the boring home run derby versus the RNC, and Trump didn't even speak, but I'm just watching everyone's angles. I don't know what would have happened.
I think the easy word is just chaos.
Yeah.
You know, it's a much obviously more volatile time, but, like, you know, when
let me ask a crazier question. It's not crazier. I'll ask a crazy follow up with it. Would it have been more, less, or the same amount of unrest as George Floyd?
More, probably.
Yeah, it'd be different. I think. Because, I mean, there's a lot of unrest there, but, like, I don't think you would have the...
Chop.
Well, I don't think you would have the marches, obviously, that you had.
Well, there's a big race difference.
Yes.
Humongous race difference in the two.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. But, yeah, it would be chaos. It would be utter chaos. There would be retaliation, I'm sure. And then, it wouldn't be like, when Kennedy, the country was just different. You know, it was just a different country then. And everybody was kind of like, even though you disagree with your neighbor, you were still on their team.
Yeah.
Now it seems like nobody's on the same side. Even if you disagree, I mean, you can't even be friends with people anymore. It's just so stupid.
Yes.
It's
disgusting.
I saw a story, and it was a tragic story. The firefighter who jumped on his child to shield her, and he was the one that died. You know, his widow wouldn't take the president's phone call, President Biden's phone call, which that would not happen in 1963. You would absolutely take the president's phone call.
No, and I think that when you ask the George Floyd question, for instance, the George Floyd thing was something where there were also people who...
Don't let Ryan Garcia answer the question,
there were people, I think, who in the wake of that said, hold on, stop, I need to evaluate how I've approached things or approached this topic. Like I think you had people doing some self-reflection there, and instead of just going to whatever side they had previously been on in terms of when it comes to police issues and police community interactions. This one, I don't think there's any self-reflection. I think everybody goes further to the polar end and digs in, and it just gets ugly really fast. And that's the most common answer on the fan text, is civil war is exactly what would happen, and that's what we'd get into. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Peyton Russell.
Let me ask one more follow-up that I've been dying to know. A lot of people said after Trump reacted like that, election over, ball game. And I was like, well, you can't vote twice. Okay?
Somebody would say that you can. I don't know. Are you sure about that?
My bad. Okay.
Vote early, vote often.
That's right. That's right.
Gonna win a third time.
Okay. Are there enough in the middle voters? Are there enough in the middle voters that could make that much of a difference and be swayed by Trump surviving and reacting in that moment the way he did?
I think the conventional thought
how many diehard Democrats will be switched over by that moment?
Democrats?
Don't you think everyone is firmly planted still?
It's the ones in the middle. I don't think Democrats will be flipped over.
I think people who had questions about, is Biden too old? Yeah. What do I want to do? Those people who wrestle with it, I think that can potentially move them. And they say, okay, why are you so threatened by...
Because last night, I don't want to hear it, don't attach it. There's only, and props to you guys listening, thank you so much. There's only one moron who's too stupid to comprehend discussion that was on Twitter and thinking that we were choosing a side yesterday. Everyone else, I can't speak for Twitch and YouTube and the fan techs, but on Twitter, didn't get any ugly backlash towards our conversation. There's only one idiot who's too stupid. Again, he shouldn't even be able to vote. Stupid people shouldn't be able to vote.
I agree.
But I don't care what you think about CNN. Don't ever talk about John King with that map screen. That's my guy. That's my moment.
He's a great mapper.
I stayed up till 11:15. Every scenario he painted had Trump winning.
They were saying that Trump could win New York.
John King was painting, and again, I think we all agree, CNN is more liberal. They don't want Trump to win, but John King was painting very grim scenarios in order for Biden to pull that out. I just wanted to add that.
John King and Tim Russert, when I was growing up, they were the ones who were always just
beat
like,
the press.
They were just the neutral, here's what the map says. I'm just telling you what the map says, people. Yeah. I'm not here to interject anything, which I appreciate in this day and age. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Peyton Russell, what thing that supposedly, quote, all men do you not do?
So when I drink coffee, I don't do the annoying after I take the first sip.
Is that something stereotypically all men do?
All men do that.
My dad was judging all the Italians. How was the coffee there?
It was great. It was fantastic.
What'd you order?
The cappuccino.
Okay.
Very good.
Sorry, go ahead. Did you have more? Your mic's off.
You think
what's wrong with you today?
This
you come in late. You don't have your equipment.
I was not late.
You don't have an earpiece.
I was not late.
You're stuttering and stammering. You don't have your mic on.
I was not
Wake
late.
Up.
I was not
Stanley,
late.
And Stanley.
Yeah, like stuttering and stammering just means we're twins now, Sean. That's all that is. So, Peyton,
man,
continue.
He went in on that while you were out. He kept talking about how I guess an insecurity or whatever, and I'm like, I don't even notice.
He was talking about me stuttering.
Yeah, I don't even notice.
No,
it.
I did not.
Name first or second in the show and talk as much as I do, you probably stutter more.
Son,
yeah. There's a promo right there, baby. Let's go. Thank you.
There's your promo for the day. So Tim doesn't have to bust Bobby's ball. That's the last time I take up for your ass too. When you want to say something in the meeting, you're too scared to do it. That's the last time I put my neck out there on the line for you.
But yeah, it was just the coffee thing. The doing that. Very annoying.
All right, I have mine. I usually stutter and stammer in this segment. farting. Farting out loud and talking about farting and gas. My son's starting to do this. I know. Look at this look of disappointment from this guy over
okay.
here to my right. It's just, it's ag culture. Okay? You know, I know I'm a loser. I'm a grandpa on Twitch. Sharon, they call me, Ryan said. But it's my son's starting to do the and I let him do like two or three, and then I got to check him. Like, cut it out. Stop. It's gross. I know all guys do it. And farting and talking about farting, raising my leg up
he
here
farting,
in the studio, or walking back in, talking
live?
About the growler that RJ would. I don't do it. I can't do it. And I can't have my kids do it.
I don't think that's one for me. I don't think it's funny.
I get on my kids when they do it. I get on them. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, because they're stink. Mine don't stink. So I'm like, I just feel like I have a free reign.
Oh.
Theirs are vile. Theirs smell like my bathroom yesterday.
But you can talk, but can they talk about that?
Yeah,
type of bathroom
I don't
humor?
Talk about it. I just want them to do it because like it always stinks.
Yeah.
No, that's one right there. I don't think farts are funny at
and
all.
And I'm curious how many women listening are turned off by that talk or you don't care whatsoever. For all the female Tolos, add that to the Sean and RJ newsletter.
Yes.
Spittle will try to make you include all the other shows on.
It'll be
Sean and
one.
RJ Facebook page, Sean and RJ newsletter. I want to know from the female Tolos if it is a turnoff to you or you think it's gross and shouldn't be discussed or you don't care whatsoever of all the fart poop talk and
Kristen
discussion.
Thinks it's funny. Like, she thinks it's funny. She thinks it's weird that I don't think it's funny. I don't the classic manly man thing of hunting. I don't have any interest there
hunting
at all. And I think call me soft. Plenty you do on the Franklin Injury Attorneys Fan Text. I think I would probably those who can do it great. I don't have any moral hang up on it, but I think I would feel bad the first time. I think I'd just be like, oh man.
I know. My friends look at me with such disappointment when I told them I got offered like that helicopter hunt.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, heights and shooting the animals. My mother would never speak to me again. And I don't have a desire to do it either. I have a gun, but that was during for civil unrest.
Sure.
830, boy mom and tomboy. She says she still laughs and she's 44. So she thinks it's funny.
She said tomboy?
That's what she said.
Well,
yep.
Tomboy.
Yeah. I'm with you. I have no interest in guns. I think we should. I absolutely.
I didn't say no interest in guns. I said no interest in hunting.
I absolutely love the Second Amendment. I think we should keep it as is. I don't want any gun control, but I have no interest in ever having one. Ever. Like, it just does not appeal to me at all. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get hunting. I don't get fishing.
And
I
don't get, and fishing's relaxed.
And I don't get peeing in the shower.
You don't.
It's convenience.
Yeah. How do you not get that one?
Yeah. But, peeing in the shower is awesome.
Well, because I generally go before. I go as the water's warming.
Okay.
Doctor,
why don't you just go in and do two at once?
So
you won't pee in the shower, but you won't shower after swimming.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Dr. Mark from Keller on the newsletter reply, because if you sign up for the newsletter, you get the Ask Gerda questions the night before. He replied back and said, always pee standing up. So his is a urine-related one, too. He said he doesn't pee standing up every time.
I'll sit down, pee, to look at my phone.
I'm at least.
Now, I'll never sit down and pee in here, but if I'm at home and I want to chill, relax, get away, sit down, pee.
Especially in the middle
and
of the night.
In the morning,
in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night, morning.
It's the Expressway. It's Tuesday on 105 Through the Fan. So we are doing Ask Reddit here. Franklin Frankel, Injury Attorneys Fan Text 877-881-1053. RJ Choppy, how did you waste your 20s?
Oh, I did not travel enough. I spent all my money traveling to Vegas. And instead of going and finding other parts of the country or the world to help culture myself, like Peyton did this past week, I'll never get that time back. Obviously I was single. I had nothing to worry about. I could have just gone and I never did. And that is something that's how I wasted. I wasted it just going to, you know, making nonstop drives to Addison to go to Zen Bar or wherever, Chaucer's. And instead of, you know, actually save my money and going and traveling and going to, South Asia or Australia or Italy or South America.
Wait, what do you mean? They have New York. They have Circus. They have all those different like country themed ones. You can see all the countries by just going to Vegas. I don't think that was
true.
A total waste. For me, and it's still probably what Kristen would say, I'm wasting my 30s on right now. And that's working way too much. Like, I was the one who was in my early 20s. It was volunteer for any shift that came open, take on everything. Like, nope, I want to spend as much time as I can doing this. And so I didn't do as much going out or socialize. That's probably why I'm so antisocial at times now.
Yes.
Is because of that habit that was created then. But that's probably the experience that I feel like I lost.
I have the same exact experience as you with this. All I cared about and all I did was work and think about work and move up, but I don't view it as a waste. Like, I don't regret it whatsoever. I wish that I had kids a little bit earlier so I could be done with it already. But I couldn't have kids earlier because I didn't find my lovely wife that early. So I don't really feel like I wasted my 20s. Other people would say, oh, you know, you're driving to Baltimore or D.C. and interning on the weekends and doing this and doing that and sports and resume taste. But yeah, it was all work, but I don't feel like it was a waste.
Peyton, how are you wasting your 20s actively right now?
This one's tough. You know, I still have 3 years left. I'm not old like you guys. But no,
that's how your body says.
Yeah. 27 club for a reason, bro.
Dead by, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I guess not really caring about investing a whole bunch early on. You know, like, I was just like, hey, let me just, like, because it was a more risk for me than anything. And it's weird because, you know, I gamble, you know, so it's like, oh, I'm not risking if I'm winning gambling. But yeah, investing early on, I just never understood it enough. I was like, why am I throwing money away? It's not going to grow for 10, 20 years. That would have been something.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I didn't contribute to the 401k till way later in life. Like, I think I was like 26 when I finally started doing that. Some of the answers on the fan text, 682 says, I wasted my 20s by working in the food industry the whole time. 830 says, Midnight Rodeo and Cowboys Dance Hall. Wasted my 20s dancing it away. Over on the YouTube, Kid_Cowboy66 says, pretty much all of it. Drugs, alcohol, gambling, and woman chasing is how he wasted his 20s
you
right
gotta
there.
You got to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got to make sure that you're at least living life a little bit. It is Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan. Sean Sharif, what's the silliest reason someone ended their friendship with you? Or you can even flip it and say, what's the silliest reason in retrospect that you ended your friendship with someone else?
Oh, man, this is...
I mean, I know.
I have to think.
Let's say it's got to be older than a year.
Is that what you're going to say, within a year?
Yeah. No. I had an idea where you were going to go with this.
I mean, go ahead. Fill the time.
No, yeah, which coworker?
Let me think about this. I'm going to put some thought into it.
All right.
Silliest reason. I was extremely butthurt when one of my best friends growing up did not have me standing up there with his groomsmen.
Oh, that's
did
tough.
That damn it like it damaged it.
It was like
repair?
It was kind of like the beginning of the end. It wasn't like a big blow. I didn't like go nuts about it. I didn't talk to him about it, but that one stung. That one stung inside. Is that a non-serious reason?
No, I don't know. That's non-serious.
I don't think it. Maybe not
silly. Is that silly?
Maybe silly in the grand scheme of things of like what y'all's relationship was and you know, maybe taking it too personally. Did you guys ever talk about it, like flesh it out, or
no.
You just okay?
No, because I wasn't gonna like bring it up. Like, why didn't you include me? Why didn't you put me up there?
Yeah,
for me, it's when I got divorced, I lost a few friends that they had to choose sides. Or they decided we're choosing neither. And one of them was a really close friend of mine. We were in each other's wedding, and then we get divorced. I get divorced, and all of a sudden, like, crickets.
Mm.
And to me, like, losing a friend because you have a divorce where, like, the guy's like, hey, I got to keep the guy. And the girl's like, I got to keep the girl. So they make a decision. Well, we're not going to keep either one of them. And we're just going to ditch them both. And that to me is... That was disappointing.
Was it like a situation where you just completely ghosted, or did he at any point have a conversation like, hey, I just don't agree
just
with
kinda,
what's happened
just
here?
Just kind of ghosted.
And just disappeared. That just disappeared. Sucks. For mine, it was in my early 20s, I legitimately had a friend who like had a conversation with me and told me they didn't want to be friends any longer because I was too concerned with sports and not investing enough in what's going on in their life and things like that. Like, it almost sounded like we were in a relationship. And I was like, okay, this seems like an odd, like, especially for it to come out of nowhere. Like, you're just Well, you just want to watch the Cowboys game on Sunday. Yeah, does most of the Metroplex. Like, yeah. This is a hard one for me to understand. Peyton, what's the answer for you here?
This one's so stupid. I was about 8 or 9 years old. I was playing select travel ball. And, well, you know, in baseball, you have a throwing partner. That's your go-to guy for, you know, till the end of time. And this guy had left, you know, he's my throwing partner for about a year. He left the team, came back a year later, and I found a new partner. And he was like, dude, what happened to us? And he legit got butthurt about it. Stop inviting me over for sleepovers and parties. I was like, what are you doing?
No.
It just irritated me.
Your answers to this are the absolute best.
My favorite real quick before we wrap up, 817, lost a friend for 6 years over packets of ketchup. We've reunited since, and we joke about it now.
What about the ketchup?
I would like an explanation, but apparently whatever their fight was triggered over ketchup packets.
Choppy, got bad news for you.
Oh, no.
This is now, I think, Bobby Belt's time. Bobby Belt's segment.
Hell yeah.
Although I might be the defending champ, so scratch that. It's the Texas Rangers all-star version of High Low.
Oh, baby.
Oh. Next on 105.3 The Fan.